Good morning, my friends. By accident, I fell on another podcast that was recorded, I don't know when, and here's Maria going after over 1,000 hours. Jean-Philippe, you're going to have to confirm how many hours we've been doing this podcast. You hear me going, oh, I forgot to plug myself in. And I'm trying to imagine somebody that's never listened to our podcast, arriving on our podcast and hearing me go, oh, I forgot to plug myself in. Anyways, how long does it take before we become experts at what we do? Everybody together? 10,000 hours. This subject today is absolutely amazing. I love it. Chapter 8 on Hello Fears by Michelle Poehler. Truly an empowering, and for most, it's going to be a very transformative chapter for you. Why? Because it promises to teach us the art of saying no, to go after what we truly, truly desire. Now I sound like Lucifer. What do you truly desire? Okay. So I want you to know that at the heart of every significant achievement lies the simple, daring question. What do I really want, and what do I have to say no to for me to be able to achieve this? So please lean in, Monique, lean in and let's take some notes. I'm telling you, it is a chapter we need for 2024. But first, Marie-Pierre, over to you so that they can share the podcast.
Okay, so I just put in the comment the text from Maria, so you can just copy paste when you share the podcast. So if you are with us on Podbean or on Facebook, at the bottom of your screen you will see the arrow just beside the place when you write your comments, and you can share everywhere. If you are on Podbean, you will have the opportunity to share on all social media platform, but you will also be able to share by Messenger and by text message. If you are on Facebook, you will have the opportunity to share everywhere on Facebook. So that means your story, your personal profile, your page, your group. And of course, you will have the opportunity to share by Messenger too. So when you share, always take that text so people understand why you decide to share the podcast and why they should listen to the podcast this morning.
Thank you, Marie-Pierre. Thank you. And I want to bring your attention to the book, The 10 Steps to $1 million of sales in a multi-level marketing business or any business within 12 months. Once again, if you have the book, I really want to emphasize the importance of taking each chapter and doing the exercise, maybe on a separate workbook, over and over and over again. In chapter one, and this is what Michelle Poehler says, you know, what do you really want? You have to know how to answer this question. What do you really want? What do you really want? Because to muster up the courage to say no, so you can say yes to what's going to take you to what you really want, you got to know what you really want. My God, I'm repeating that word a lot, but that is what it really is. And until that's not clear, it's not going to happen. So yesterday, Marie-Pierre, you know, I met with a director that was promoted in September that I had never met, Jean-Philippe, before. You know, I even said to Marie-Pierre, she's a director, just to give you an idea, you know. So if you don't show up, I always say, if you don't show up to church, don't expect people to know you. You got to show up, right? And you got to show up at the right places. Anyway, so she says to me yesterday, she goes, I'm having a difficult time not knowing what I want. So she has the book because she got the gift, you know, for the directors, the book. She goes, I'm still stuck on exercise one. Well, lo and behold, Jean-Philippe, Marie-Pierre, and thank you, Melissa, for helping yesterday. She got promoted as a director, and she didn't know that there was the wow new director, $4,300. And her last month to qualify was last month. So sometimes there's little challenges for you out there, if you're, especially if you're in a multi-level marketing business. In the meantime, that you can't figure out what you really, really want, can you at least go for what's out there for you? Okay. What are the things right now in whatever business you're in that you can earn, at least in the meantime? So today, do I do things for the trips and any of that? No, they are a result of going after what I really, really want. But I began in multi-level marketing business, not knowing what I really wanted, what I really desired. But because I'm ambitious, I just want to win everything. And I remember that one time, Marie-Pierre, Jean-Philippe, they had this plastic dish set with a boat on it in red and blue. It was even ugly. But because Hélène Jalbert wanted it, I said, I'm going to earn it. So I got recognized on on stage for earning this ugly plastic dishware set. And then my ego said, and Hélène, I earned it because I'm number one, but I'm giving it to you because I know you really, really wanted it. But it didn't matter. In the meantime, it got me to A to B. All that being said, so I said, you know, I love the ocean. I love talking about the storms we go through. So I want you to imagine yourself once again standing. There we go. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Johnny. I'm on a podcast. Okay. So, okay. There we go. Okay. Sorry. Oh, okay. So imagine. What did I say? Yeah. So imagine you're standing on the edge of an ocean and you're saying to yourself, how am I going to get out there? Because that ocean for me represents everything I can possibly want in life. There's a movie with Tom Hanks where he's alone on an island and he talks to a basketball. I don't know if anybody saw it already, that movie. It's a real classical one. And then he finally builds himself a raft. And it goes out there in the ocean. Well, we need to build that raft, okay? We need to build that raft. If we want to go in this ocean and go after everything we want, we need to build a solid raft. And what that raft represents, plank by plank, it represents what I truly desire in life. Because as I build that raft with what I truly desire in life, now I could withstand any crushing waves against myself. You see, now I can withstand the storm where the water doesn't get into me, but I will learn how to navigate across that water. But between now and getting to building that raft, if you're in a multi-level marketing business, there are many opportunities for you to at least in the meantime have what we call a buoyed sauvetage. How do I say that in English? Lifeboat. Thank you. I love my brother-in-law is here. He's helping me out. You know, a pre-made lifeboat, at least in the meantime, at least I don't sink. So asking for what you want is like making this boat out of every plank, once again, of what you truly desire. Now, as you navigate through the storm, you're going to have to learn to say no to a lot of things. So Jean-Philippe Marie-Pierre will share how to say no with grace and assertiveness, okay? Essential skills for maintaining your own course without being strayed away to a nowhere land, an island you didn't choose to go to. Because, you know, you have to be careful that you're not always saying yes to people so they can achieve their dreams. I mean, I love to help, but I need to help myself first, right? But what I want to share with you now, when we ask for what we want, we open the door to getting it. So by speaking up clearly, confidently, we show our worth and encourage others to recognize it too. Now, for my Tupperware directors on the podcast today, and as you do that, the real high achievers, the people, the kind of people you're going to recruit are going to be completely different. When I started in this business and I looked at the type of people I attracted, it was not at all the same type of people I attract today. So the more self-confident you are, the more assertive you are, also the type of people you recruit or hire are completely different. So today, when I look at Marie-Pierre, because she's part of my staff also, it's completely different to the first staff members I had when I started in this business. Or if I look today at my director team compared to my director team in 1989 when I started my first business, it's completely different. So I really need you today to grasp the essence of this podcast because it's going to transform your 2024. So tomorrow we're going to do the recognitions, Marie-Pierre, on up to date where we are. I want to take the time to say thank you to my friends here on Zoom because I can't talk to on a radio, okay? I need to see you guys. So thank you for giving me that energy, that love. Thank you on Facebook. I know Jacqueline Stockley, Marie-France, take care of our Facebook friends. Thank you for all of those contributing to the group Inspirational, the Millionaire of the Diamonds. Kendra, I would love to see you in our top five for the month of March. Lise, thank you for your life. My beautiful Danny, Louise, Monique, I need you to see posting English stuff on there because I know you have a wealth of documents that you can post for us. I would so love to get that group going a lot more in English and in French so we have equal parts. So before anything, thank you again. Make sure you've shared. So join me to welcome Jean-Philippe and Marie-Pierre as they guide us through this chapter to open our hearts and mind to be ready to learn and grow. With no further ado, here's Jean-Philippe.
Yes, thank you, Maria. So yes, the first step is to understand why are you saying yes all the time? Because I don't know if you guys know, but what is harder than being rejected is to reject people. Because naturally, the human wants to be loved. He wants to please other people. So yes, it is a process. We need to learn to reject someone or to reject something depending on the situation. So this is not necessarily the most fun things to do, but keep in mind that it is a process. Okay, it is a process in which you have to learn the importance of saying no and rejecting the things that you believe are not good for you. So here is the main element. Understand what are the people and the things that are not good for you. And this is something that Michelle came to realize. So in her story, while she was doing her 100 fear, she got contacted by one of the brand company that she was looking for to do a partnership. And it happened by itself. So she decided to say yes. But what she didn't know is that this company had an agenda for her. So at some point, they wanted to surprise her with her next fear. And this next fear was not even related to her brand. She wanted, like, they wanted her to do a kind of a, how do they say that? Not climbing on the Rockefeller Center, but to do its rappel. Oh, rappel. Okay, so rappel her way down to the Rockefeller Center or even being tied up to a small plane and fly around Vegas doing all sorts of crazy period. Okay, so this was not at all related to her brand. So even if she in the most profound of her being, she wanted to partnership with that company, with that brand, she even get to the point to realize that she has to say no. She has to just stop that partnership because they did not understand where she wanted to go. And inside of her, it didn't feel right. So when you had that feeling, that guts that is speaking to you, this is a sign. This is a sign that at a moment in your life, you need to make a change. But what is the good part of saying no? Is when you say no to something, this gives you the opportunity to say yes to something new. So you know that expression, when a door closes, there's another one that opens somewhere? Well, keep that metaphor in mind because yes, when you say no to something, this gives you the opportunity to say yes to other things. So going from saying no to everything to say yes to the right thing. So a lot of people will actually have that fear of saying no because they want to say no to things that they are not comfortable in. But remember, at some point in your life, if you want to live that dream life, you will have to say yes to things that get you out of your comfort zone. But why people keep saying yes, okay, or saying yes not to the right thing instead of saying no, is most of the time because they want to avoid what they need to do. This is what we call procrastination. Procrastination is actually the incapacity to take a decision of saying, I need to do the right thing. And most of the times it's related to your priorities. It's because your priorities are not clear at first. Then your goal obviously are not necessarily that clear if your priorities are not. So a lot of people will start saying no to the wrong thing and say yes to the wrong thing too. So they are stuck in a rut and they have regrets later into their life. So you need to actually realize that saying no, okay, is a good thing because when you say no, you really realize the importance of your time. And time is the only asset, it's the only resources in life that you will never get back. You lose money, you can gain it back. You lose time, you will never be able to say, okay, that 15 minutes that I lose in my life, I will put it back later. No, time is the only asset we never get back. So here is to understand that your time is valuable because this is your time. Nobody can get that time. Nobody can give it back to you. So when you understand that importance of your time, you will be able to fix your priorities, to fix your goal, and say yes to the right opportunity and say no to the right thing. So realize that actually, if you are saying yes to everything, it's probably because you don't know the value of your time and actually that you fear the change, okay, instead of fearing waiting for something to happen. So here, I want you to be a little bit more selfish, but selfish for the good reason, and understand that saying no to others, it's about saying yes to yourself, to your future, and to your happiness. And in 2016, I had a moment like that I had to make a decision. I had started my M&M business in 2015, and I was still also in the cadet program. I was really involved into the summer camp, and I was positioned into one of the highest place into the summer camp, and they wanted to make change. So I had to organize really the transition to the new way of doing those summer camp for the cadets. And actually, I was really involved. I participated to many meetings. And when I arrived in February, my business in my M&M business was getting to a new level. I was into a challenge to qualify for a trip. So I've decided to call the commanding officer of the summer camp and tell her that I need to refuse this position, that they need to find somebody else. And I didn't want to wait more because I knew la charge, the amount of work that was necessary to accomplish the task. So I've called and I say, I need to say no. You need to find somebody that will replace me. And actually what happened after that decision is actually by the end of March, I qualified for my first trip with the business. I went to Hemingway, see the production place of our products. I started my DIQ. By the end of June, I was promoted as a director. And the rest is history. I qualify for the rest of the rewards that I mentioned in that podcast. So I've really seen the opportunity and the importance of saying no sometimes, but understand that, yes, I have open door that give me the opportunity to live the life that I have right now. So it's not easy. It's something you need to learn. It's a process. And now how you can learn to say no professionally, Marie-Pierre will help us with that part.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. And yes, it's something that we have to learn. It's not easy, but when you know that it's not the right fit for you, you can say no. So it's really to understand at the beginning when to say yes and when to say no and how to say no. So there's a four-step process that Michelle Poehler talk about in the book to see if you should say yes or you should say no. So step number one is to reflect on that request that you just have, because every request or opportunity will deserve a moment of reflection to look at what is your gut reaction. Do you feel really excited or you have an hesitation or a discomfort? That's an important signal to say, okay, I have this feeling, I should do it or I should not do it. So when you are not ready to commit for yes or no, you go to step number two. Step number two is to buy time. So it's okay to not respond immediately. You can say, okay, I will get back to you on this. Can I have a week? Or can I have 2 days? So you can take the time. It's not to procrastinate, but really to give yourself the time and the space to evaluate the request and to make sure that you give the best answer. Step number three is that decisive questioning. So it's time to decide, but you have to ask yourself the few key questions that make your decision so much easier. So for example, does this align with your personal or professional goal? So reflect on whether the request will move you closer to your aspiration or it will just divert your focus. So what are your feelings? So tune into your emotion. Are you feeling pressure, anxious, hesitant? So it's something that you have to consider. Why am I considering saying yes? So analyze your motivation. Are you acting out of guilt, obligation, fear of missing out, or is it a genuine desire to participate? To ask yourself, what will I have to sacrifice? So consider what other commitment, time, and energy you might have to give up to say yes. So is it a good trade-off or not? Or how does this will impact your mental and physical well-being? So assess whether this will add stress or if it's something that you can handle without compromising your health. Now, of course, you want to ask all those questions, but you go to step number four to establish your boundaries. So you will see with time, okay, this kind of commitment, I can say yes. This kind of commitment, no, it's not for me. So that final step is to understand all your boundaries so you can say, okay, in my schedule, if it's someone asking me for doing something on Thursday, yes, I can do it. If someone asking me something on Monday, no, I can't do it. So you have those boundaries in your schedule and the kind of commitment that you can say yes or no. So now that you have to say no, how to say no and how not to say no. So first, what not to do when you are rejecting someone or something. First, don't blame someone else. That's not the right thing to do. You want to, you don't want to define a boundary just to cross it after that. You don't want to make up different excuses for different people. You just have to say what it is with the honesty. You don't want to imply the word or your body language that you might change your mind if they are persistent. You want to be clear. You are not sending mixed signal. You are saying no with your entire body, so make eye contact when you are speaking. And what not to do when you want to say no is say yes instead of no. So it sounds silly, but some of us will easily succumb to pressure. So we start our sentence with no, and along the way, we are saying, oh, well, maybe, I guess, yes. And it reminded me this morning when we are doing Tupperware parties. We always have someone that started with, oh, no, 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 I can't do it because blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, yes, but maybe, oh, okay, yes, yes. So they were convincing themselves. So don't be that person. that start with no and then say yes when you should stay with your no first. So, of course, those are what not to do. But how can you say no without being to say directly no? So you can say, for example, I appreciate the offer, but I'm currently focusing on other priorities. Or thank you for thinking of me. Unfortunately, I can't commit to that right now. Or I'm honored that you consider me, but I'm not the best fit for this. Or this sounds like a great opportunity, but I need to pass it due to other commitment. Or I won't be able to take this on, but let's keep in touch for future possibilities. Or my schedule is packed at the moment, so I won't be able to give it the full attention that it deserves. Or I'm flattered, but I have to decline this time around. Or this isn't something I can do, but I can help you find someone who can. Or my two favorite one is, yes, everything is possible. What do you want me to choose between what we are doing right now or the new project? So yes, everything is possible. So when you are talking with your boss, always say, oh, which one do you want me to put the energy on it? And the last one that is really my favorite, it's yes, yes, I can do that in 2 to 3 weeks. Yes, I will have that time. Usually they want it today. So they say, okay, it's okay. I will do it myself.
Marie-Pierre. On Zoom.
Oh,
Maria. Yeah. On Zoom. Wait. I got to open Zoom. Okay. I absolutely love this. You have to personally send me this list. I'm going to send it to Yasmin.
Oh, yes.
She's a little bit dry when she knows how to say no. That's not her problem. But she's not, that is not her problem. She says no all the time. Okay. But she needs to be politically correct. Okay. You got to send me this list. Oh, my.
So yes, using those kind of response will just help to soften the refusal and show that yes, you consider the request, but you just can't do it right now because it's not that you really want to say no, you don't believe in their project, but you can't say no in your commitment. So really, it's mastering the art of saying yes and saying no. It's not just banking the decision, but it's about learning to how to say it, to tell the other person and to respect the person that is in front of you, of course. So on that, today, practice to say no. Yes, I'm sure you will have a request during your day that you cannot commit to it. So try it. Take one of those 10 ways to say no without saying no, and you can be ready to try it and to master the art of saying yes and saying no when it's the right time.
Marie-Pierre, another idea. That has to be, you know, the book that we can't talk about. That should be in there.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, that should be in there, like a few extra notes at the end, how to say no, how to be politically correct. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so excited. We have an amazing year lined up. So once again, Marie-Pierre, outstanding. Jean-Philippe, outstanding. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye, everyone.